August is most definitely the summer month for enjoying the garden. Raspberries, strawberries, tomatoes and, believe it or not, still some asparagus is being enjoyed each and every day. Better yet, the color in the garden is exquisite. All of our tropical plants go outside with all the other annuals and they are blooming up a storm. Passionflower, clivia, cannas and calla and even non-hardy hydrangeas are currently being enjoyed immensely. However, one of the best and worst parts of living on the prairies is our ever-changing weather. It is wonderful but challenging, interesting and frustrating, but it is what we live with. It is somewhat like our gardens ever-evolving and changing to continue to share the challenges of keeping it both beautiful and fruitful. Already, we have been reminded that it is time to pull out the bunny hugs and the fleece. From 40°C to 15°C is rather a large change to adapt to. There are still many tasks to be done as in August, many of the summer days continue but as the garden ripens, nature reminds us that fall is near. Many gardeners consider August a jewel. We can finally put down some of our tools to enjoy the warm sunshine during the daylight hours. The manic days of summer have passed and our chores involve that endless tie-up of floppy flowers and tomatoes, harvesting what is ripe and removing the odd tenacious weed. Deadheading perennials and annuals that have finished blooming is a good chore and produces more blooms to enjoy. Replanting lettuce and spinach that has gone to seed and removing worn-out annuals and vegetables is a great August chore. Pruning back annual herbs will ensure the bounty continues. My basil crop has been rejuvenated once again and will be sure to continue to grace our table for the next couple of months. If you are looking for a bit more physical work, dividing perennials that have finished blooming is another timely chore. How do you know if your perennials need dividing? Certain signs like the center of the plant looking a bit dead, loss of flowering profusion, or just finding the border being a little bit crowded are signs to share the wealth with your gardening friends. If you are a gardener who likes to collect seed, August is the time to get going. First, it is necessary to correctly identify the plant and ensure you understand its life cycle. Remember that heirloom plants are the best choice for collecting seed. Learn how the seed will ripen and how the seed is dispersed to allow you to collect the seed at the right time and the best level of maturity. When it is time to collect the seed, gather them when they are ripe but before they are shed by the parent plant. Remove capsules, heads or pods as they begin to dry and separate the seed later as they are more completely dry. If you are collecting seed from a plant that tends to disperse its seed with vigor, simply tying a paper bag over the seed head will ensure you are able to collect the seed. After collecting the seed, dry them in a warm, dry location for another week or two. Prior to storage, it will be necessary to separate the seeds from other plant parts. Store the seeds in airtight containers in a cool, frost-free location. Last but not least, begin to plan for purchasing spring flowering bulbs to plant in September. Nothing says spring like scilla, muscari and tulips poking through the late spring snow. Enjoy the remainder of your summer. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at info@orchidhort.com. On Facebook at Orchid Hort and on Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live, weekly on our Facebook page https://www.facebook.com/orchidhort/modal=admin_toto_tour or check out the channel Grow https://www.youtube.com/channel/uchkiupkaviv2e2hcqlflojike? On YouTube.